Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
Yes, we are. We are our second portion of the show. We kind of got split up because of White Sox baseball. So thank you for joining us back for the second half of our show. In studio with me is Andrew Wilson from Angel Water and Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. We're going to just jump right into it because we only have an hour. Rich, we got a text during the first show that asked from 630. I lost power because of the recent storms this past week. Everybody in the area knows those fast-moving storms and tornadoes we had wrecked a lot of property, hurt a lot of people, and power is still out in some areas. Lost power. Can you refer me to a reputable company who sells generators? And lo and behold,
here I am.
Here you are. Here so talk to me about generators. What are they? Why should our listeners have them? Do you service them? Just give me the 411 on generators.
All right. Well, we installed a Generac or Honeywell. It's a Generac-made unit. It's tied into the natural gas in your home, so you never have to fuel it. It needs maintenance, of course, but it'll full power your house. You can go anywhere from 10 circuits to your entire home without having to touch it.
And how much is a generator unit? Is that what it's called, a generator?
Right. Backup generator.
How much is a backup generator typical for an average size 2,000 to 3,500 square foot home?
They'll start at about
$6,000
go up. Up from there, yeah.
So when you figure out all the food you lost, you figure out all the damage you did because your sump pumps went out because you didn't have a backup sump pump, battery-operated system from PermaSeal, which we've been stressing on the show, and you figure out all of the tear-out and all of the aggravation and not being able to charge your cell phone and run your computers, not be able to work from home and do all that stuff, not having air conditioning. $6,000 seems like a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, when you calculate it, how severely it impacts your life, it's a pretty good value.
Oh, absolutely. And it gives you peace of mind too. If you're not at home, even during the winter, you lose power, you lose heat, your house freezes.
And are they in stock or is there a waiting list?
Well, we're fortunate. We bought up the stock of one supplier completely, so we do have them in stock. Ready for installation.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
And absolutely. You are certified to install them?
We are certified with Generac to install them, start them up, and maintain them.
And if they call today, can they get it this week?
Yes, they can.
Okay. And you said something about servicing the generator. I would never think of servicing a generator. I don't have a generator. On my new home, I'm going to have a generator, a gas-powered, natural gas-powered Generac, I think,
right.
That's the unit. You said we grabbed a sandwich before the show, and you were talking about servicing those units, and if it's running for 4 or 5 days straight, there is some service that needs to be done on them. Can you explain to our listeners
exactly.
who probably aren't thinking about service on their generator, what type of service needs to be done?
It's just like a car engine, okay? The oil has to be changed. Once a year, you should have full maintenance done. This is something you can do yourself. The mechanics of it, you can change the oil, certainly. But when we do a full maintenance, there's a lot else that's done. We change the spark plugs, the oil filter, air filter. We put in the oil, dispose of the oil. But more importantly, we check the battery, make sure that the voltage transfers. If your power shuts off, that it transfers. And then we test the output voltage, too. Because you don't want too much coming out of the unit or too little to smoke your computer.
So even if the unit wasn't run at all during the previous year, you're recommending that still be serviced by a professional?
It runs it runs 15 minutes a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it cycles itself just to recharge the battery. It has like a car battery in it to start it.
Yeah.
So you have to have a change at least once a year. But when you get a prolonged run like this, you don't need the spark plugs and everything. You just have to change the oil.
And what is that type of maintenance to the generator cost?
Full maintenance is $199, and the come out to change the oil and check the voltage, we do it anyway, is $160.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200 from the 224, Rich. Can you transfer a generator from one residence to another residence?
Yes, you can. Yes, so, you can. You take it. We take out the generator, the transfer switch, cap the gas, but you can take it with you if you want to.
Can a person who has a generator in a neighborhood that wasn't impacted, can you transfer that generator to their friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors in another neighborhood who's being impacted, hook it up, and then bring it back? Can you do that?
No, it's not practical.
Not practical.
Not practical.
No. Okay, why?
Cost. Cost. You'd be looking at, for convenience, probably $2,000, $2,500 just to transfer it back and forth.
Okay.
You know, you're better off in a case like that if you can find a portable generator for the family member that doesn't have power.
I did not know that. And the general cost, once again, and if our listeners want to take you up on your offer of one of the 18 units that you have, you know, what's the cost and what number should they call?
Yeah, they start $5,000 to $6,000. They call 1-800-421-3220 or right. Go to DykstraHomeservices.com.
All right, I'm super excited. Not that I'm not excited to talk to you, because every time I get a chance to talk to Rich Dykstra Sr., it's a very exciting moment in my weekend.
But of course.
But we have Andrew Wilson coming up from Angel Water. And we, very nice out music, well done. And we tested the water here at WGN, and I'm shocked at what I found. And we're going to learn all about water after these messages. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take this show up until 4 o'clock, and then we're going to transfer out to, I believe, White Sox baseball? Yep, White Sox baseball. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's White Sox Weekly, I'm sorry, at 4 o'clock. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Andrew and Wilson, talk about Angel Water in a second here, but we always take care of callers first. Mike, you got a quick question about a backup generator.
Yeah, I do. Not everybody's got natural gas, so I'd be looking to get a propane unit, and I don't have city sewer and water. I've got a well. Is that something that is going to be extra? Or
No. You can get the units in LP. That's no problem. And you want to power your well pump, of course, and what it'll do, power your well, your refrigerator, your freezer, your pumps, all the essentials, anything that you'd want powered. You can do the entire house if you'd like.
Okay, because the well is like 200 feet from the house.
That's no problem. The circuit is tied into your house, though.
Okay, very good.
Yep. All right, Mike, hang tight. We're gonna send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, all-natural cleaning product. Get your name and number so Rich could call you after the show. We were just talking about well water, Mr. Mm-hmm. Wilson. And can you tell our listeners what Angel Water is and why they should care about what you're about to say?
Sure. We're a licensed plumbing company based out of Barrington in St. Charles, Illinois. And what we do is we make water healthy for the homes and families. So that person who is just calling from a well, they're going to deal with a lot of little issues, smelly water, different concerns. They don't even have the government looking over their water, so they need to know, hey, is my water safe to drink? So we help people like that get good, clean water for their homes and for their kids and their family.
You're talking that egg smell, right?
Yeah.
That we all know when we were at camp and, you know, we used to go to the forest preserve with the crank and the pump and get the water bottles like I did. You know, we bring the 5-gallon jugs and fill up our water. Why? I don't know, but that's what we used to do over in the forest preserve, and it had that egg smell. And my in-laws live in Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
And they have egg smell water as well.
Yeah. Well, they need to call us.
They do.
It's what that is. It's simple. It's decomposing plant and animal life that's under the earth. So if you think about it, a million years ago, the glaciers came down because an asteroid hit our planet right about where we're standing. And when it did that, these glaciers came down with this layer of bedrock. And then as the glaciers melted, dirt and soil, clay and all that built on top of that. And in order for most of the suburbs, including this gentleman who just called, to get good clean water, they just have to drill a hole in the ground, access that layer of rock where it's poor. course so they can get good clean water, or your there was a well when you were at camp and you pumped that up with a hand pump and you're able to get it. But because the glaciers came down, they broke, they're decomposing plant and animal life, and that's the first stage of oil, but that first stage of hydrogen sulfide is actually what makes it smell bad. In our area, there's also iron bacteria. That's just a natural bacteria that actually feeds on the iron, which is one of the most common elements in the Earth's crust. And so that bacteria feeds on that on iron, and it creates the same rotten egg smell. So there's a couple different things. Each person can figure that out.
You have a question, Rich?
Yeah, you get that rotten egg smell with water heaters too sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, you sure do. Usually that's because the person will have soft water, and it's running into a water heater that has a magnesium rod, and that magnesium rod is looking for that rock. And when it doesn't have the rock, it starts to vibrate, and it decomposes, and that creates that rotten egg smell. So that's why in many cases, if your customer, since you are out there a lot doing water heaters, if your customer has a water softener, actually take the rod out and, you know, saw it off and then put the bolt back in the top, and that way they won't have that as a problem. Otherwise, they break apart, fall to the bottom, and then you can't get it out.
Right. That's forever stinks.
It forever stinks. Yeah, a lot of people call us with that question, and they're, you know, they're confused, and that's why if you're on well water, the way you determine that is you run cold water. Does it smell? No, not too bad. Is it on the hot only? Hot only. Well, okay, heat does make the water smell a little worse, so you got to just define, is it the water heater now, or is it really bad on the cold water side?
How can our listeners determine what is in their water and if there's water needs treatment? Because we went 25 feet from this studio right here into the WGN kitchen on the 18th floor of 303 Wacker. And you tested the water out of your system. You brought purified water that you brought downtown.
Yeah.
And then you tested the water out of the ice machine, which has a filter. And then you tested the water out of the sink that doesn't have a filter. And, Rich, I'm telling you, the water out of the sink was cleaner than the water out of the filtered ice machine we have up here on the 18th floor. And the difference in the taste between the purified water and the water out of the tap, which was cleaner than the water out of the water machine, when you do a side by side comparison, the water out of the tap just tasted heavier.
The sample you gave me was great,
right? So it's hard to explain how water tastes heavier than another type of water. Can you walk our listeners through that, because people are going, what the hell is he talking about? And also explain the type of special that you're offering to all of our listeners to get their water tested to see if one of these units would be of value and if the investment would be, you know, ideal for them and their family for not only feeling healthy but being healthy in the long run.
Sure. You know, since my background is actually in medical, so I own pharmacies, and so when I got into the water industry, I started seeing that people are nothing more than a filter. You're just one big water filter. If you think about it, you're consuming things. Your body absorbs food. It absorbs water. And so as a result, when we want to think about cleaning that filter, we want good, clean water. We don't want dirty water. That doesn't seem logical. So when we took that test in the other room, we were using just a simple what's called TDS meter. It stands for total dissolved solids. It's not an indicator that's going to help us determine is something going to make you sick or not. It just tells us what are the particles. And so, yeah, we were able to see that there's more particles coming out of the carbon filter that is part of your refrigerator, because that needs to be changed very regularly. If it's not, then it starts to cough up what it captured. Now, that stuff that it coughed up is probably just dirt or sediment, so it's not something I was too worried about. But it is an indicator that there's something in the water. And so we, with a TDS meter, we want to say, well, what is it? Is it scary stuff? Is it good stuff? I mean, we've all seen the news, but we forget about it. There is hexavalent chromium 6 in the water. There's mercury in the water. You know, Lake Michigan, there's certain fish you can't eat because it's too laden with mercury, but yet the city says you go ahead and drink the water. Well, if you want to know what's in your water, yes, there's some good tests. We work with a laboratory that we sent it out to, and yes, we put together a great program. So if you live on city water, whether it's, you know, Palatine or Chicago or, you know, Gurnee, you can actually go to our website and go to angelwater.com/suite, and you can get this water test done, and you can see what's actually in your water. If you look for, you can also go to the EWG website, which is called Environmental Working Group. They're a not-for-profit that's been out there trying to help people understand what can make you ill in this world? So could it be suntan lotion on your skin? Could it be water? And they did a great episode in, on water. And what they did is they sued the federal government for the EPA to understand what's in everyone's water using the Freedom of Information Act. And when they did that, they were able to report to you right now on their website. You just enter their zip code, your zip code on their EWG.org, and you'd be able to see some of the things that are in your water. Now, if you don't know what they are, you can certainly call us and you can Google it and you can find out what they are. And then you ask yourself, do you want that in your water or you don't want that in your water?
EWG, Edward Whiskey Jackson, no, Edward Whiskey George.
George, yep.
EWG, Edward Whiskey George.org.
Yes.
Go to that website, type in your zip code.
Yep, you look for National Water Testing Database, and then you can enter your zip code, and they show you what's some of the things in your water. If you want a more detailed one and a more understanding, you can go to our website, and we will send you a water kit and actually literally test it. We have a client up in Lake Forest. He called us one day, and he said, I just decided to test for lead. And that's big in Chicago, right? They use lead service pipes. This is a great little fact. The root word of plumbing is to plumb, and in Latin that means to use lead. So Chicago used lead in all their service pipes till 1984 or 5. So this gentleman wanted to test his water. He tested it. He found an unbelievable amount of lead in his water. And he, when he reached out to the city, they said, hey, that's just your own lead service pipe. And he wanted to remedy that problem. But that's the city said it's safe, and he says it's not.
And your system got rid of the lead.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the second portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have White Sox Weekly coming up at 4 o'clock. I'm David Hochberg. Rich Dykstra is in the studio. We have Andrew Wilson from Angel Water. We have Ray Kaplan, Roy Spencer, Jay from Chicago. We're going to get to all of the calls after these messages. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. If you have any questions or comments or want to join us and you don't feel comfortable talking on air, just shoot us a text, 312-981-7200. If you like to talk like Rich Dykstra Sr., just give us a call, 312-981-7200. Special shout out to my friends Julie and Jeremy Hafner. They opened up a studio spin, a spinning gym that has yoga and boxing in Highland Park at 332 Skokie Valley Road in Highland Park. You can go to studiospin.com. Their phone number is 888-CYCLE-55, 888-CYCLE-55. Tell them that I sent you. The first ride is on me. You're not going to ride me. You're going to ride a bike. You don't want to ride me. I got bad gears. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you got any questions or concerns, we'd love to help you. Ray Kaplan, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me again.
No, thanks for calling in. We got a text message during the first show. The first part of the show, when you were raised very religious, and she volunteered in her church, and I told her that when you become, if you want to switch teams and become Jewish, we don't ask for volunteers. 312-981-7200. We received a text message from the 678 area code, which is Cartersville, Georgia. I looked it up. Okay, so we have listeners down in Cartersville, Georgia. And here's what it is. It says, I'm a first responder and would like to know how the CARES Act is impacting my student loan forgiveness program that I entered into. It says I need 120 months in the program, but I'm not being asked to make any payments. Do the months that are on deferment, per the presidential order, count as the 120 months, Ray Kaplan?
Okay, so that is a great question, and we get that all the time. And the answer is yes, those months count, but only if you are enrolled in an income-driven payment plan. So it's a little confusing because the way it works is the president's order automatically puts everyone's student loans into an administrative forbearance where no interest is accruing on your loans. So if you're in an income-driven payment plan, and let's say your payments $200 per month. Your payment for those months from March all the way through December 31st, 2020, your payment is zero. So don't override that and make the payments anyway, because we see a lot of clients doing that too. They figure, oh, I should make the payment. Otherwise, these aren't going to count towards public sector loan forgiveness. But that's not true. These payments do count towards public sector loan forgiveness, even if it's $0 per month with as applying the forbearance. So it's good news. You should feel free to take the forbearance, save up that money. It's meant to just give you a break and not have to pay any student loans, and no interest accrues. And those months will count towards that magic 120 months to when you get all of your loans forgiven tax-free under PSLF.
And this is very valuable. Ray Kaplan can handle and help you in all 50 states in America, in the United States. Okay, every state within our country, if you have a student loan, you have a question, Ray Kaplan is your go-to. She is an absolute bulldog. She's a very nice lady, right? She doesn't look like a killer, but she will cut your liver out, fry it up, saute some onions. I grew up on liver and onions. Rich, thanks. I know you did too. And she will put what's back, whatever you didn't eat, back into your body, and you'll go on with your life. That is how big of an assassin she is. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Ray, how do they reach you?
Well, I just must say that is the nicest compliment anyone has ever given me, so thank you. But if they want to reach us, it's 312-294-8989.
All right, and we'll see you in studio shortly. It's coming up. I don't know when, but I look forward to having you back. And have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks so much, Dave. You too. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mr. Roy Spencer, how are you?
Hey, David, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. I saw pictures of you fly fishing. You catch anything, or are they just taking pictures of you with a fly fishing rod in your hand?
No, actually, I've caught a few. A lot of fun. It's beautiful out here, but, yeah, having fun.
All right. Al from Elgin called into your office expressing an interest in your in PermaSeal's concrete raising and leveling service for his uneven slabs along his driveway, but he was wondering how long the entire process will take. So, Roy, how long does the poly-leveling take, buddy?
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about our method of raising sunken concrete is that it only takes a matter of hours. I mean, it's literally the process itself, once we're set up and prepped, is, you know, typically, you know, 10 to 15 minutes to raise a slab of concrete, depending on how much we're raising and things. But the point is, we can do a whole project, you know, a driveway, sidewalk, et cetera, you know, certainly in a day's time. But the process itself, the material dries right away within 10 or 15 minutes. So literally, if we did your driveway that was sunken, you've got that little bump that you're always going over and cursing every time you go in the driveway, into the garage, we can eliminate that, and 15 minutes later, you can drive over it. So it's really a non-disruptive process.
All right, and you're going to talk about this in more detail next week and when you're in studio.
Yeah, this is the season. It's a poly-level concrete raising season, and believe it or not, we're booking work towards the end of the year. We can't do it once the ground is frozen, so it's important that we get out, get you an estimate, and get your work done now and get it scheduled. And there's a ton of it out there. It's hard to look any place. We're talking sidewalks, driveways, patios, pool decks, garage slabs, any place you got sunken concrete, poly-level is a superior answer, and I look forward to expounding upon that next week.
Expounding, big word. I love that word, Roy Spencer. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend, brothers.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Take care, man. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. On next weekend show is Donna Sattler, Realtor, Remax at Home. How are you, Donna?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm great. What would you like to bring to our attention, tease us for next weekend, my friend?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, it was great hearing about Ray Kaplan because her information is unbelievable, and I love the geology lesson as well.
All right, that's good. We'll get you. Jill was in here earlier, and she's like, I have a ton of my buyers who are buying in areas that have rough water. That was her name. I don't know what rough water means, but that's what she said. So we gave Andrew. I connected Jill and Andrew, and I'd love to connect you and Andrew up so you could help your buyers and sellers who are having water challenges.
Yes. I grew up on that smelly egg water, by the way.
That explains a lot. Okay, what would you like to talk about?
Well, listen, a listener, Diane, had contacted me, and she was not wanting to list her house because she told me that no one's selling in this area in this time of COVID, and I said, well, that couldn't be further from the truth, but I think that she's just scared. So what I'm going to be talking about next week is the very proactive steps we're taking to prepare a house for listing it, keeping in mind safety, getting them the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time.
All right, look forward to that, and we will have... I will leave some clean water here for you, so you could taste what actual clean water tastes like, and you'll be blown away.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited.
I know you are. That's what Donna Sattler sounds like when she's excited. You have a great weekend, my friend. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Jay in Chicago, Courtney Piatone, and Jason with an FHA question. We're going to take a quick break, come back after these messages. 312-981-7200. You are listening to the extended portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago, leading up to White Sox Weekly at the top of the hour. Then, in the Blackhawks hockey after that, guys? Or I don't know. I'll find out. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 708, I texted Roy. I sent Roy a text to ask about if it works on brick pavers. I don't think it works on brick pavers. No, there's nothing to go under. It's just sand.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So I would say no. You got to get a brick paving company to do that. Jay out in Chicago, you have a credit income question. How can we help you?
Yeah, sure. I have a question about income and building credit. So I own a rental property, and John Doe just writes me the check, and I relay it to the mortgage company, but the mortgage is in my name. I don't write a new check or anything like that. I don't want it to show up as my income, but am I building credit this way?
Is the mortgage in your name?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're building credit that way. It's got nothing to do with how you document or deposit the payment. It just has to do with who's making the mortgage payment. If you're making it every single month, you're building credit. Nice job.
Right, but I'm saying John Doe writes me the check in his name. I don't write a new check.
Doesn't matter.
But as long as the mortgage gets paid, correct?
Correct. The mortgage is in your name. It's getting paid on time. Your credit's getting stronger.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. It was my pleasure. Okay. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Dave. What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Got a question?
Love your car, dude. Love your car.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anyway, hey, I have an FHA, True Wells, called in, a couple weeks ago. I was a little short with all this crap going on. Haven't worked as much, obviously. We all have the same story. Spoke to the representative who was working out of their home. That now they are putting any missed payments to the back of the loan instead of doing what I would consider a forbearance. Have you heard anything about this? Is this a true statement? And my next other question would be, even though they're working out of home, are these telephone calls recorded?
Yes, I would assume that everything that you're calling into your lender is on a recorded line, because most of the time that they are, I would ask them, are you on a recorded line? Did you ask for forbearance?
No, actually, they're calling it a forbearance, but I know a forbearance is where you have to, obviously, you have so many months, and at the end of that term, you have to come up with whatever you're missing, plus that next payment.
Not
and
necessarily. She was telling, not necessarily.
Oh!
FHA. Oh. FHA is allowing, is putting the missed payments, according to the FHA letter that they released about 3-4 months ago, they're taking all the deferred payments and putting it on the back of the loan as a second loan.
That was the other term, Dave, deferred, because when I hear, because I've never gone through this before, and I had friends. When I hear forbearance, you have a term, you pay it back, and then deferred would be to the back of the loan. So now are they changing the terminology of it?
No. They're changing the way that they want the money back of all the deferred months. Okay, we've never had a global pandemic like this.
No, absolutely. So they don't want to do the 08, 09 thing where they have an influx of properties in foreclosure, so they're throwing it to the back of the loan to say, wow.
Yeah, well, okay. Hang on. The FHA is adding it as a second lien behind your current loan. Now, your servicer might add months, but there's nothing wrong with that, okay?
Right.
You got to get into forbearance so you don't make a late payment, and the late payment doesn't get counted against you. That's the key to forbearance. And it won't show negatively on your credit report. I know some people that are in forbearance. I just learned this a couple of weeks ago, that are in forbearance making the mortgage payment after the 15th day of the month, which is considered late, but they're still making it in the same month, but they're not getting hit. you know, with a late fee, and their credit report stays clean because they're making the payment during the month that it's due. If you go into deferment and you miss a payment, it doesn't go on your credit report. That is the key that I try to drill through all the listeners' heads.
Absolutely.
In March when we try to get ahead of this. Okay, bud?
So if I miss, say, next month, because, you know, times are tight right now. I mean,
sure.
my mortgage and car payments and insurance for the car and the house, I have everything rolled in escrow. But those are my primary. So as long as so from what I've told you and what you understood and what you saw in the newsletter, they're just throwing it to the back of the loan, and there could be a penalty for
there's no
late
penalty.
Or something.
There's no penalty. Oh. But you have to ask to be placed in forbearance. You're in forbearance, and this is for every listener, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call the 800 number, call your servicer and say, I'm having financial challenges due to COVID-19. You want to request forbearance. If it's a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, or USDA loan, they are supposed to put you into forbearance without asking any questions.
Let me ask you something then. When this initially happened, I did call my lender, and they weren't doing this. So they changed?
Yes. Then
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All
yes.
Right. Because, like I said, Dave, everything I knew from forbearance, like I said, I don't know the terminology quite as well as you do, but I know forbearance. When if somebody's in forbearance, they owe back within, say, 6 months.
Under the old rules, Jason. Okay. Again,
okay. Right.
You know,
okay.
This is a whole new messed up world.
Then the reason I asked if it was recorded because I wanted to know that, you know, because this was told to me, I asked four or five times within the conversation. I just wanted to make sure that the person on the other end was knowledgeable of what was going on and not right. Okay.
You should be fine, brother. You should be fine.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hang tight. I want to get your name and number, call you off the air. 312-981-7200. Duck cleaning in Piatone. Courtney, how are you?
Hi, good. We're just taking a drive and listening to the show, and I was so excited because I heard that Dykstra Home Services was on, and we've been having quite a controversy between neighbors and that, and I figured because he's been in business so long that he would know the answer if anybody did.
Okay.
And we had extensive renovation done to our house, and my husband has really bad allergies and that, and so we were talking about doing duct cleaning. And there's quite a controversy going on about it, whether to do it or it really doesn't do any good. So I wanted to talk to Mr. Dykstra. I know that he's been in business for a long time and see what he thought about it.
I think it's a great idea. If you had renovation, especially because you've got all the drywall, dust, dirt, everything went down the ductwork. And now when the blower turns on in your furnace, it's blowing back through your house. So absolutely, it's a great idea to get it done.
Where do you live in Piatone?
We live on Division Street.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Rich Dykstra is going to come to your house on Division Street in Piatone. You're going to invite all your friends over with their masks because he's very mask. You know, he's a mask man. And you could stand 6 feet apart. They could all yell questions at him, and he'll answer every single one of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm really appreciative of this because, like I said, there was a lot of controversy, and I couldn't see anything that wasn't advantageous to doing it.
I'll tell you what, Rich, when you clean Courtney's ducts here, can you make a video of all the schmutz you're going to take out?
Yes, we can.
Okay, Courtney, all of your gunk in your ducts are going to be on WGN website, okay? It's going to be...
Okay.
Courtney's gunk is what we're going to call it. .com. Courtney'sGunk.com.
Thanks for the show. I really appreciate it. Mr. Dykstra, thank you so much.
All right, hang on, my friend. We're going to send you a Mr. Clean Organic Floor Cleaning product or any other product you want, and Rich will call you after the show. 312-981-7200. So let's go back to the water. You've been sitting there patiently, Andrew Wilson, very patiently. EWG.org.
That's one place to go. Yeah.
EWG.org to find out what's in your water from this organization.
Yep.
And angelwater.com/suite for Home Sweet Home Chicago. angelwater.com/suite. You have a special going on right now to test our listeners' water, 20-25% off. What's it off the typical investment to have our listeners' water checked?
So it's usually 300, so it's 230, I think.
230.
Right, we did it yesterday.
Okay. So it's at angelwater.com/suite. Mm-hmm. Not only will they get the special offer to get their water tested at a substantially discounted rate,
yep.
And all they do is you'll send them a kit.
Yeah, no, it's a whole kit. They got to sample it the correct way. There's little directions with it, and then they pack it up and they send it out, and it takes about a week, and then they get the exact same results back. So that person, like in Lake Forest, I said, that's where they would find, do I have lead in the water? Anyone that lives in Chicago, they should consider it, because lead services pipes were used through Palatine, Arlington Heights, the suburbs of Barrington. It doesn't really matter down south, too, where Rich lives. Lead service pipes were used everywhere.
And you have specials going on right now for Angel Water products to be installed either under the sink, mm-hmm. or whole house systems, which, yep. I'm going to be looking at my house. Or countertop system, which you have in the WGN kitchen right now, which I'm sure maybe somebody swiped because they're $500. but today only, that clean water is going for what,
about $300. Yeah,
$300. So it's, mm-hmm. $200 off, about $200 off its regular price. Yep. So I'm begging all of our listeners, this water, it's hard to explain, Rich. It's hard to explain.
It's heavenly. The water's heavenly.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I just see Rich Dykstra Sr. in one of your future ads.
I think that would be great.
This is the heavenliest water I've ever drank. No, but there is a difference in the water.
Yeah,
between what you drank, which was pure water, you know, clean water, and the heavier water. It's hard to explain to our listeners what it is that came out of the tap. And that's why they need to go to EWG.org, mm-hmm. type in your
zip code,
and you could see what's in there.
When you see those things that are in there, if that bothers you, you know, it does. Whenever I show it to people, I go, do you want that in or do you want that out of your water? They're like, well, obviously I want that out. And it's like, yeah, well, that would make sense. And then you need to use a special reverse osmosis system. One that's NSF certified would be better. That means that it went through special testing. And that way you know that the stuff that's in the water is going to come out, whether it's that chromium 6 that was what the movie Aaron Brockovich story was about. That's, yeah. in Chicago water. So that means if you live in Palatine or Arlington Heights, down south, doesn't matter where you are at, that level is high, as she said, and it's been reported in the Chicago Tribune, been all over the place that we have that, but we learned that about 7 years ago. Now we've all forgotten about it, but the city does not have a treatment plant or a filtration plant to take that out. Jardine is a treatment plant, which means that they just treat the water with chlorine.
All right, I've got in 30 seconds, because I have a heart out in a minute and 15.
Sure.
Explain the story of the lady that went to the hairdresser after putting in
Greg and Yeva Berkowitz. Yeah, they're great. So Greg and Yeva Berkowitz, they had me out to their house. They wanted to get some good clean water for their young brand new baby, and then they decided to get a whole home system too. So of course they've got great clean water to drink, but when it came to Yeva, she told me, she called me up after it was installed, and she's like, oh my god, Andrew, you won't believe this. And I said, yes, what? And she goes, I was at my hairstylist, and she stopped, she screamed, and I was worried, and all it was is that she was like, I don't need to see you this month. I go every month to get my hair cut and trimmed, because she gets frayed ends at her hair, and she also gets dry hair. So what happened is that with a water filter system for the whole home, it takes out the rock and the chlorine, and when that happened, she was able to not go to get her hair done every other month, now saving herself about $100 every
month. And the hairdresser called you.
And then the hairdresser called me, yeah. So it was
phone great. Number. Phone number for our listeners want to reach you.
847-382-7800. Again, that's 847-382-7800.
Thanks for coming. Rich Dykstra, yeah. Phone number.
1-800-421-3220.
And I am David Hocker. Thanks for coming in, boys, for the extended sure. time. Thanks for listening. Go White Sox. Go Hawks. Louder. I can't hear it. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Go Sox. Go Hawks. Well, what I want is to...